Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing a job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow-up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No get way!
I did!
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Soul Spark Visionaries. And I am one of the Soul Spark Visionaries holding down the Blog Talk airwaves here in Atlanta, Georgia. My name is Adam from Adam, and I'm happy to be back on the air another Friday night. And I am very thankful and honored that you decided to share your Friday night with me and my lovely, most gorgeous, most beautiful co-host, and my soul sidekick, Patsy Aguero. Good evening, Patsy. Thank you for joining the show again. How are you feeling tonight, my dear?
I am feeling spectacular. I couldn't wait for the show tonight because this is an amazing time in history, and I'm so excited to share this with our audience. And thank you for that beautiful introduction. And I'm going to talk a little bit, but how was your week, Adam?
So, Patsy, I'm like you. I'm so excited about watching and witnessing history today. I was so moved by today's presidential inauguration of the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. And I was so moved. Patsy, do you hear feedback on the line? Is that my phone or your phone?
No, it's okay. It was me.
Oh, okay. I was so moved, Patsy, by witnessing the inauguration today. And knowing the controversy surrounding our new president, Donald Trump, and just a lot of hostilities that people are feeling towards his election as president, and a lot of people feeling so remorseful and so much grief over the losing of one of America's most beloved presidents, Barack Obama. But to be in a country and to be a part of a nation, Patsy, that can have a people transfer of power, and to be able to witness this on this earth, and you think about the history of earth, and you think about the history on this planet, and you think about how so many civilizations and so many countries and so many societies, they would be in a civil war right now. And for me to be able to be in a nation and witness two extreme parties, two extreme political ideologies, passing over the transfer of power. I was so moved by that. I was so moved by that display and that peaceful transfer. It really inspired my soul, even though such extreme views. It felt so honored to be able to see and to be able to be an example to the world. You don't have to go to civil war. You don't have to fight. You don't have to go through an assassination just because someone is in your office or someone's been elected to a role of political office that you don't agree with. You can still be in support, and we can wait until the next due time to make current changes. But anyway, Pastor, I was so moved by that. It just put me in such a state of appreciation for our government and appreciation for just the history and the struggle that humans have been able to work to overcome on the face of this planet. So I've been in a state of almost just like all day long today, and I'm excited about the hope that us light workers can begin to share with the rest of humanity, with believing the best for our future, and not letting our power and not letting our future be dictated by one individual. So I'm very moved and inspired by humanity, Patsy. That's my
wow.
Day.
Wow.
My day.
Well, it was an amazing
what about
day.
You?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. I didn't watch any television today. I purposely didn't watch any television because I didn't want to get agitated. And so then I had to start thinking about that and having that in my mind. That wasn't a very open way to feel. So I worked a lot on taking care of myself and meditating, and I had a lot of things to do. And, you know, last week we talked about being powerless, and today was one of those days that I felt powerless, but I know what to do about it today. And I had a pretty amazing day, and this was an amazing day in history. And people have been spellbound. Some of us have felt like we were the survivors of a shipwreck. You know, I got calls all day from people who felt lonely, sad, freaked out, anxiety-ridden, and extremely, extremely helpless. And that's exactly where we need to be to start change. You know, we have to feel like, you know, we're really down. This is what's happening. And so it's that longing and that delaying and that backsliding into despair that catapults us into full-blown leap of faith, because we want it we want to feel better. We want to have a solution. And so it's not going to happen instantly. It's a gradual, you know, slow, extended journey of learning to trust and unlearning and starting to let go. And it's our specific desires and longing that has to be deepened so we can start surrendering to the healing. And, you know, there's
Absolutely.
There's three spaces in us that have to be opened up at the same time. We have to open our opinionated head. We have to open up our closed heart, and we have to open up our defended body. Okay. So what I'm talking about is really deep spiritual work that would lead us to incredible, great luminosity and a really deep, deep seeing. And we talk about seeing people. We want to see you. We see you. So most traditions call it the light. Just call it the light, you know, opening up to the light. So I'm extending this to everybody. This is your invitation to the banquet. So there's three things
Wow.
that you can do to help. The one thing you can do for your mind is to start to meditate and get rid of that stinking thinking, okay? All that negativity. Be still. Just listen. Just that calming down, and I call it the Maserati brain. If you can calm that down and be still, you would be amazed what starts to happen. The second thing we can do is open our hearts. And how you open your hearts, because a lot of times people tell you just do this, but they don't tell you how to do it. How you open your heart is to do right brain activities, which is like listening to music, dancing, painting, gardening, cooking, things that bring you joy. That's how you start opening your heart and you're able to give away to people. And the third thing that we really, really forget is our body never forgets anything, Adam. Our body on a cellular level remembers. Yeah, it remembers everything. So on the physical plane, on the cellular level, we need to have healthy touch. That's why it's so important to hug people, have a handshake that you really, really mean, exercise. How about getting a healing massage, you know, when they massage you, how your body just starts to loosen up and you feel that blood going through you. And even healthy sexuality, yoga, or even going out and enjoying nature. You get it on a cellular level. So this particular thing that I'm talking about for all of us, and I've been thinking about all week, is a call for us to reconnect our head, our heart, and our body. And once we can start connecting that, then we can get like a really clear, uncovered present. And the present is we encounter the presence of God. Or you can call it God, you can call it higher power, you can call it nature. But this, doing these things is a call for divine love. So, Adam, you know, it's time for us to turn up the love and to start giving and giving ourselves away, helping people. And what happens, that's just going to start the cycle. And the reason I'm really excited about tonight is we have a really special guest who I met recently that I was so enthralled with, and she has a real important message to us to share with all of us. So I would love for you to introduce her tonight, and let's see what happens.
I'm excited about introducing to our Soul Spark Visionary audience our guest tonight, Ms. Janet Lee. And Janet Lee is a dynamic light worker based out of Safety Harbor, Florida, and she moves energy through dance. She's an instructional designer. As an instructional designer, she creates online courses for others to promote themselves, and she does this by using MediaWeb 2.0 tools. And today, she launched OneHeartWorkshop.com. And this is a worldwide anti-bullying course for teenagers that helps them find power in their own voice, and it helps them take action for social change. I'm so excited to have joining me and Patsy tonight, Janet Lee. Janet, thank you so much for sharing your Friday night with us. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous, Adam. Thank you so much, Patsy and Adam, for having me on your show tonight.
It's my pleasure.
Well,
Janet,
I'm so excited, you know. Pardon?
Go ahead.
The weekend of Thanksgiving, I met Patsy for the first time. And, you know, when you meet somebody and you feel like as if you've already known them, that was the feeling I had when I stepped into her very charming gypsy wagon here in Safety Harbor. That was amazing. I was like, wow, where have you been? but it was a wonderful reading. Oh, yeah, that feeling, right? We're all just connected already. So when I met Patsy, I was just finishing up my master's degree at the University of Tampa, and I was in the middle of transition, had just gone through my divorce, and really was hopeful for my future, knew something was percolating. I had been working on this bullying program I was building for 2 years already, and I felt stuck. But when I met Patsy, she looked in my eyes and she said, "You are meant to help children tell their stories."
Mm.
And I just thought, oh, thank you. I really want to do that, but I'm feeling like I'm stuck. And what she said was that I needed to cut away the old dead wood of my life.
Beautiful.
So I'll just let you feel that for a minute. It was like a bolt of lightning to me when you said that, Patsy. And I said, you know, well, how do I do that? And she said, well, I want, you know, you take a bath in Epsom salt. So as you were speaking about clearing your body, that's what you suggested for me. You also said to clear your mind and perhaps have a fire and burn some photographs or burn some things that I had to let go of. And so the long story short is that on New Year's Eve, I did just that. I cleansed my home with sage, I took a bath in Epsom salt, and I burned my wedding album, Patsy.
Oh,
I'm telling you, have you ever done that?
No.
So, but what it did for me, Patsy, Oh, I'm telling you, what it did for me was it opened my channel again. And when you say I'm a light worker, yes, I am. And I've been trying to move energy with dance for the past year, you know, cutting away at the obstacles in my life in order to achieve this master's degree. But that channel was blocked by the mind, that monkey mind of the past. And this freed me to do what I needed to do. So today, on January 20th, which was very apropos, this is a perfect day for this release of my new anti-bullying course for kids that gives them a platform to speak.
Wow. Congratulations, Janet. Congratulations.
Yes. Yay.
Congratulations. That is
Thank you.
So awesome.
Oh, wow. I'm just thrilled. So awesome. And I'm so happy to be here so I can share it. I'd love for everyone to visit the website. It's oneheartworkshop.com. And when you get there, you can see the introductory video. You can meet me a little bit more. But then you can click on the course and actually purchase it. So it's $10 for each course, and then, you know, your teenager can actually get online. But really, I want to also support the teachers. We're so overworked that we really need help to deliver meaningful curriculum that kids care about. So that's what I'm all about right now. But I'll tell you, it is about clearing your body, mind, and spirit. On a day like today, when some of us, including me, feel a bit of fear. I went the other way, Patsy. I actually watched, or actually didn't watch the inauguration. I could hear it from my living room while I was launching my course at the same time and crying. Because I was just, you know, it was such an emotional, overwhelming moment thinking this may help the people who need it. So, you know, we really need hope these days, and it's important that we connect.
Wow, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, Jen, I am so inspired by your story of moving forward with your vision. I'm so inspired
thank
by
you.
Your dedication, your commitment to be of service to the youth. And I'm so inspired by hearing how me and Patsy at just the right time and Patsy being a channel to inspire you to be a channel. And I'm so excited about the effect and the impact that your course can create. I want to ask you personally, in your biggest hopes, what is it that you really, truly want to be dissected from your course? Or really, if you had to put it in three words, what are you really hoping? Or more, three words or more, what do you really want to take away from those who enroll in this course, or the students, or the parents, or the teachers who facilitate this course that you created? What do you really want, hope, that this course can be truly used for?
I want this course to inspire connection and collaboration globally. So it's one thing to tell your story, and we love to tell our stories, and I have met so many teenagers who have incredible stories to tell, but often we stop there. So let's take it to the next level. Let's look at our community, and then let's make a connection globally and see if we can't knock down some of these walls. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Janet, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is truly the Soul Spark Visionary Show, because Patsy ignited your soul. You said you felt a lightning bolt, and now just hearing you communicate your vision and the fact that you acted on it, and then today, in the light of all this happening, you launched today, it's now sparking my soul as I'm sitting here in this studio, this virtual online studio.
Good.
Man, Patsy, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about getting our callers in the conversation and with your topic that you're talking about and what Janet is sharing her story and how she acted on her vision and how, Patsy, you're talking about this preparing to be open to connect our mind, our body, our soul. Man, Patsy, are you ready to enroll our audience in on this conversation?
I say bring it on. I'm excited tonight.
All right. Patsy, is there any question you would like to get our audience to be considering or thinking about?
Yeah.
For tonight's topic of conversation?
Sure. How about on a scale of 1 to 5, and we like to do this, it's 1, it's how ready are you to be open? Okay, we're talking about our mind, our heart, and our body. One, you're not ready or you're thinking about it. Five, you're very, very open to the connectedness of the three things.
Pat, you know, this is a beautiful question. And as you were talking about the releasing of the body and how we hold and we store stuff in our serving of our body, you know, I experienced at the weekly meeting this week, there was a lady facilitating the energy release therapy. And I realized there's a lot of people who, knowing that they're holding on to stuff, but they're not ready to let go. In fact, see, there's a moment in my life where I'm confronted with my own limitations, and I can feel the spirit leading me or in my intuition guiding me to do something that I know is going to be a breakthrough, going to be a release, but there's something in me that's holding back, and there's something in me that's not truly ready. Because, you know, Patsy, sometimes, and I'm sure you and Janet can both testify to this, a lot of times we claim we want breakthrough, we claim we want deliverance, but sometimes we can get comfortable being in our uncomfort, in our discomfort.
Absolutely.
This is a great question. Mm-hmm. Are you really ready? Are you truly, really ready to be open? Go ahead, Patsy.
And I was going to say, I'm going to tell you what's holding us back, and you learned it when you were 2 years old, self-will. And our society supports self-will. If you don't have that control, if you don't have that power of yourself, you don't have that self-will, you know, you're nothing. You got to have that, or you're weak backbone. And the thing is, that self-will is what stops us from accepting a power greater than ourselves to help us. We can do it all. We don't need any help from anybody.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
So I think this is a great topic for us to share with our listeners.
I'm ready to pass it. Let's go to the line.
Okay.
Thank you, Janet, for being willing to offer your intuitive insight as well.
Oh, I'm
excited.
Caller,
the last four digits of our first caller are 2574. Call the last four digits, 2574. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Tucker, Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly.
I'm great. Hi.
Hey, Kim.
So, Miss Kimberly, how have you been, hon?
Great. What about you?
Great, great. Have you been listening to the program so far?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the question. How ready are you to be opened on a scale of 1 to 5? 1 being the least, 5 being the most.
A 5. And I want to embellish a little. Because I'm working on forgiveness, and sometimes you have triggers. And when you have triggers, you have to work on it. You just can't, because when you suppress so long, you become depressed. And when you're depressed, you cannot be in your purpose. And so I was tired of being depressed, so I decided that I was going to do meditation and I was going to therapy. And my therapist told me that that is part of post-traumatic stress syndrome. When you've had a traumatic event and you want to relive it, but you don't want to be negative anymore, then it's time to deal with it and be positive and look at a new perspective, because I've learned that you just can't forgive one time. You have to keep forgiving. You have to keep cutting cords. And it's an ongoing process, so I'm open because I no longer want to be negative and I no longer want to have those triggers.
I get it. Boy, thank you for sharing that with us. You touched me on that one. I'm going to pull a couple of cards, if you like.
Sure.
And see what's going on. This first card I pulled, and I'm not really understanding what this is, where it's coming from, and I'm just going to put it out there to you. Sometimes I'll pull something and I don't know the full story. And this is all about you you having a need for recognition, okay? And did you put an exorbitant amount of demands on yourself, on your own performance? You know, it's like you don't give yourself a break. You know, and that you could do it for other people, but you haven't been able to do it for yourself. So this is about all about forgiveness because you just said that. And if you write a list of people on a piece of paper that you need to forgive, Kimberly, you got to put your name on the top. Okay?
Yes.
You're the first one that you have to forgive for not being the woman that you have the expectations about. Because, you know, all of that's a lie because you're perfect already. You're a child of God. So you've been believing the lie that you have to fulfill these expectations. And the other thing is, I see that there's, like, great inspiration around you, okay? And that if you can just open up, and you're saying you're very, very ready to open up, and that you can just open up to accepting your feelings and your thoughts about yourself and not to judge them, okay? So it's about turning up your trust and integrating in your mind, like the new things that you're starting, the feelings about other people, integrating that whole mind, heart, and body together in a real positive way so that you can get some emotional balance. Because I think emotionally you've been very innocent about your thoughts about yourself. So now it's time to put your big girl panties on and realize what a powerful woman you are and put down that old stick that you're knocking yourself in the head and step into your full grace. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfect sense.
Darling, we love you. And I'm going to, what about you, Miss Janet? Do you have any thoughts about what's coming up for Kimberly?
Yes, I have some messages for you, Kimberly. There's some things that it made me think of, and I really resonate with you for some reason. I just feel your drive and your willingness to move ahead, and I want to tell you that you should be paying attention to your word choice and notice how you're speaking about yourself to yourself in your mind. And a lot of times people like us are very driven, but we can also be kind of hard on ourselves and our minds. So be patient as you change those patterns, because I can hear you changing your patterns, but you just, when you notice it happening, just, you know, change that tape, change what you're saying, but be very patient with yourself, because, you know, when you're growing at this rapid rate, sometimes it can be easy to go back into old patterns of thought.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
How about you, Adam?
Well, you know, it's funny that Janet verbalized that she feels like she really resonates with Kimberly, because I could not get an image out of my head of Kimberly dancing. And using dance as a therapy to help her really begin to release tension in her body. And I'm not sure if it's dancing, and I don't know if it literally hurt. She used to roll and dancing or began dancing, or I don't know if it was some type of aerobic exercise or fast-paced dance class, or was it just her needing to celebrate herself? And I was trying to tune in while I was in that image. And the spirit kind of said it's all three. She needs to celebrate herself more. She needs to really go out and dance and celebrate, but also begin to use dance as healing therapy, because she is a really good dancer. And that is a part of your heritage, and it's a part of your story, and you can really begin to really transform, aid and advance and stimulate your transformation through dancing, healing work. And just the more I was focusing on your voice as you were talking, and the more I began to focus on your energy, the more I felt like dancing. So I knew what I was saying was right, because I'm not a dancer at all, but I just want to dance. And so then when Janet said, I resonate with her, I'm like, yeah, because they're both dancers. She needs to be dancing. Are you a dancer, Kim?
Yes, and I go to Zumba.
Yay!
Okay.
Yay, Zumba.
Oh, my God, good.
Look, Kim, I want you to take it to another level. I want you to explore. I want you to own it. Maybe consider facilitating as a dance teacher, a dance healer. Do put your all into it. Take extra class. Go more hours. Find something else. But it came up so much so that is a path for you to really begin to open up more and to release energy, release the tension and stuff that's holding your body.
Okay. Okay.
All right. All right, my dear. It's so good to hear your voice. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 3686. Caller with the last four digits, 3686. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Stacy. How are you?
Hey, Stacy. Hello. I'm fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Stacy, you're enjoying this beautiful Florida winter?
Yes, I am.
We are so, so lucky. People save money for 50 weeks out of the year to come here for 2 weeks. And then they worry the two weeks about what's going to happen at home. And then they're on their Facebook and everything. And they don't get to enjoy the miracle that we have all year round. So I'm glad one of my fellow Floridians, right?
Yeah.
So, now, have you been listening to the show, Stacy?
I have been.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, how ready are you to be opened? On a scale of 1 to 5,
to be honest with you, I am, and you don't even have to finish, a 5. I am tired of a lot of, and I'm open to receive, and I'm willing to let go baggages that do not serve my purpose. I am open to receive. Totally. It doesn't make any sense to keep going the same route. It's just time for a change. I'm just open completely. Saturated. Open.
I love it. I love what you're saying, Stacy, and I feel it. I feel that you're really committed to that, too. It sounds
it gets to the point where you have to wake up and realize, and it's just something that you have to do for yourself. No one can do it for you. You have to come to that realization.
Wow. You're totally right. Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I love your commitment to that. As you were talking, I pulled a couple of cards, and it's funny that you said that because this card that I pulled for you is telling me that you have totally, totally surrendered to life, the flow of life, you know, to serenity, to trusting your ability to make really good decisions and to intuitively do the right thing. So one of the things I'm going to ask or suggest looking at this card is you totally give yourself a break to rest. Okay, so I think rest on a healthy scale, on a body scale, some time to rest, because it seems like you have a little bit of a tendency to push yourself a little too much. Also, the next card, I'm going to draw a couple of cards, and it's time for you to really, really find your center. And so it seems like you're gathering all your information and your spirit guides and everything to help you do that. And, you know, your matureness seems to want to create that balance and harmony in this outside world. But I also see that you are craving to achieve that balance inside too. So this card is all about balance, all about tempering, and it's all about the light of that stands for new equilibrium and tolerance, and also in a psychological way that it's real, real important that you stabilize. So I think you're right on the beam. I really am inspired by what you said, so thank you for sharing that. What about you, Janet?
Well, I love the idea of balance for you, Stacy. I hear you're open and receptive to all the goodness in the universe, but also temper that with passing up good things for great things. So when opportunities arise for you, because you know the universe, you know, you attract goodness with this beautiful frame of mind that you have. When these opportunities come your way, Stacy, you want to realize and meditate on it. Is this a good opportunity or a great one? And the wisdom is knowing the difference.
Wow.
Okay.
Very wonderful. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
How about you, Adam?
Well, I feel like I'm seeing a possible great opportunity going to travel regarding going to visit a retreat. It's either in the lower, I feel like it could be Texas, Southwest, or New Orleans, Louisiana, I don't know, somewhere. But it feels like this opportunity coming up. I don't know if you're hesitating on it. I don't know if it's even a permanent relocation, but I know for sure I'm seeing an image of you putting things in a bag and pillows. So I know that you're going to stay somewhere, and I feel like this could be a retreat or a healing or a fresh start or just a new physical environment, a new physical change of scenery will do you so good to help you rest, as Patsy said, help you kind of recover, rejuvenate. And I don't know why. I don't know if you decided and you just have put it off, or I don't know if you need confirmation to do it. But it's just overwhelming me to tell you to take that trip, make that move, or do that, visit that place so you can get some rest, change your physical scenery, and just watch the weight kind of lift off your shoulders. And in that moment of that weight lift off your shoulders, you'll have even more clarity of how to be more open to really come back and do your work on this earth.
Okay.
Were you thinking about going?
I need a retreat, though.
Look, do it. Find it. Find one. It doesn't seem like it's going to be too far, but I would definitely encourage you to find a retreat. It'll be so worth it. It'll be so worth it, Stacey.
I know it will. I'm craving that also.
Well, good. Make it happen. Make it happen, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your Friday with us.
Thank you, Stacey.
Our next caller, the last four digits are 3071. Caller with the last four digits 3071. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Catherine. And I'm calling from South Carolina. I'm very open to it. I've been taking some spiritual classes. I know I've been blocked. And they've been working on my heart, I mean, to try to unblock it. And I have another one I'm going to do Sunday. So I'm 100% I'm ready to do it. I want to go.
Hey, man. You didn't even wait for us to ask a question. You just started off. I'm ready.
You're so ready.
You beat us to the question. I love it.
Well, Kathy, it sounds like you're the locomotive driving this train, hon. You just sound like a powerhouse. Good for you. I love the commitment that I hear coming from you.
Yeah.
And it's a really good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just really good to say, okay, bring it on. Let's see what we got. I pulled a couple of cards for you while you were talking, and so far, it's really in alignment with what you're saying. You know, this card is about you recognizing that life is what you make of it. And it seems to me, from what I heard you say, is like you got a grip on that. You're seeing all your options and things to do, and you're saying, I'm going for it. I'm open. Here I am. And what you're talking about requires a little bit of discipline, you know, because we have to have some, I'm going to call them boundaries, because even like water, if you let water do whatever it wants to do, you can, it'll just seep its way and go into the ground and that's it. But if you can harness it, the power of water can do amazing things. So as you are looking at all these options of things to do and you set some boundaries for yourself, that I think you're going to be able to create a lot of really good things. And one of the things that I'm going to suggest to you is that you make a list of what you want to get your ducks in a row. And it's just like any good business person or whatever, they always set a goal and then they do the steps that they need to reach those goals. So it's not enough that we just say we wish for something, but now we're going to implement this wish. And that it's a call for action, and I think that you're ready to do that. The other thing I see for you is this beautiful card. You know, the stars are visible. They're shining all the time, but they're not visible during the daytime because, you know, the earth has got its back on it at the time. So what I see is there's some things that are going to be shown to you that have been hidden. So you're going to develop some clarity now and some peace and some hope, and things that seemed blocked for you before are going to start to open up, okay? And you're going to be able to dissolve some negative encounters and stuff like that. So all of this is going to be done through meditation and through the abundance that's coming to you. So this is, right now, this is the opening to your collective unconsciousness, all right? So it's for clear vision, clear inspiration, access to treasures of your unconscious that you haven't, you know, looked at in a long time. So, you know, I say it, and a lot of times you better fasten your seatbelt, because Kathy, you're ready to go, girl. So have a good journey, and I'm going to turn this over to my friend Janet Lee.
Wow. So Patsy, you're so on point here. I'm just like jumping up and down. This is exactly what I thought for Catherine. So I'm going to give you an assignment, Catherine. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want you to find yourself an old tattered journal. Even at Walmart or the dollar store is a great place to get one, like a wire, just like a notebook that you can write in, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want you to find a pen that is like a fast writing pen, like one of those awesome, just a pen that feels good in your hand. Don't use a pencil because you can erase that stuff. You want a pen, okay? So a fast writing pen. And then I want you to sit and be very quiet with yourself, and I want you to allow writing to happen. So Patsy's talking about making a list. I see you doing this stream of consciousness just opening onto this piece of paper. Okay, so what will happen, Catherine, it's basically pretty magical. And for you, I see you doing this. And I see this being a way for you to set goals for very short-term futures, but also long-term goals or something better. So, Catherine, do you realize that even those things that you're envisioning in your life, there's a bigger plan for you than you can even imagine? So you need to be open to that, okay? So anything you write about, so what is it that you wish for? What is it you see yourself doing? Write it in that journal. And then at the very bottom, this is the most important part, I want you to write three words, or something better.
Okay.
Okay. Because you, girl, you are on it. I see big things for you. I just see just this avalanche of beauty, and what Patsy calls the treasures of your unconsciousness can pour out into this beautiful notebook. And that notebook, like, I love buying notebooks from the dollar store because it doesn't matter how messy my writing is. It just doesn't matter. But the fast writing pen is important, and just allow that to come out, and then think to yourself and write on the bottom, or something better. Because I just see it. It's coming for you, but you just have no idea how amazing it's going to be.
Wow. I'm looking forward to it.
There you go, girl.
Adam?
Well, you know, Janet and Patsy giving such positive affirmations. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, and I'm not going to be. But I am just going to give you a heads up that some of the things, the techniques that Janet and Patsy are giving you, you're going to really have to rely on them, because as you move forward with so much zeal and so much excitement and so much passion and so much conviction of doing what you know God is calling you to do, you're going to face some persecution from some family members. You may already begin to get a little bit of questioning or a little bit of some now, but it's going to come at you. But it's just going to be a test. It's just going to be a test for you to rely on what you know that you know that you know. You can reflect back to your journals, and you'll have to make a decision to move forward anyway. But I just feel there's going to be some opposition from some people that you share intimate contact with. I don't know if it's a sister or a daughter or mother figure. Something in between, maybe all three of those, but they're going to question you and kind of maybe ridicule you a little bit or make you feel like, what are you doing? But you've got to keep moving forward, and you got to trust that whatever you're doing, you'll come out safe on the other end. But if you're expecting that validation or that support, you may not get it from those sources.
I understand. I kind of have that in a way now, but I just say, well, this is what I want to do. You know,
mm-hmm.
be with me or be without me. I mean, you know, but this is something that I want to do. Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. I just want to encourage you to stay committed and just trust that if it's something that they're committed to you and they want your well-being, look at them as saying, just know they want your well-being. They're concerned. They're afraid. And just let them know, hey, thank you for your concern. Thank you for being afraid. But I trust that God is going to protect me. And if this is something that's not for me, it'll be shown to me. But trust that and you keep moving forward, okay? I just want to encourage you for that, okay?
Thank you.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You,
have
Catherine.
A great
have
night
a good
and
weekend.
Keep moving forward.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you. Thanks to all of y'all.
You're very welcome. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 2911. Caller, the last four digits, 2911. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Carrie, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hi, is it Carrie with a K or a T?
Carrie with a K, K-E-R-I.
Hey, Carrie.
And you're calling from Long Island?
I am. Yep.
Awesome. Wow, wow. So are you ready to be opened on a scale of 1 to 5? 1?
I'm
not
ready.
If
I'm not already open, I'm ready. I'm at like a 9.
All right.
Wow.
Beautiful.
We have a winner here. Well, Kelly, thank you for calling tonight. We love your energy. It seems like the energy of the people keeps getting higher and higher. And I think the whole United States has been charged with all kinds of energy today. So thank you for calling in and giving us your time. So what are you doing to get ready? Or what have you done that kind of supports that?
Well, you know, I think sometimes life, whether you're ready or not, will kind of thrust you into certain situations. And the past 2 years have been sort of transitional for me, if you will. I lost some close loved ones and took on different responsibilities, sort of, you know, shuffled responsibilities around because of, you know, circumstances, which I think made me stronger and it's given me a new perspective, created a spiritual awakening. And you know, I just learned you have to sort of ebb and flow and go with the flow of things. And, you know, you have to do what serves your purpose. And then you start to realize what's meant for you, what isn't meant for you. You know, so it's definitely a lesson. I don't know if most, you know, I'm fortunate to have learned it at 31. Even though it's been some tough lessons, I'm still fortunate for the lesson. I don't know if some people learn them their entire lives. So I think I'm just going to continue sort of opening up to the universe and seeing where it takes me.
Well, I really, really appreciate you sharing that. And I think we're constantly given the lessons, and especially sometimes they get kind of painful when they're given to us in a relationship or something like that, and that, you know, it mirrors it for us. But no matter what, we're going to get the lesson, because that's why I think we're here, is to learn the lessons. I pulled a couple of cards for you, and I'm just going to read this one because I thought it was so powerful. This reading on this card is, this is about something, some things that have been hidden from you that you're not aware of, okay? So I think this card is saying that the stuff is going to be revealed, all right? So for you right now, I'm going to suggest that you, and I just talked about a mirror and seeing things, keep your eyes open, okay? Because I think it's real, real important that something's about to happen, all right? And you got to use your powers, I guess, of perception and your powers of healing and clairvoyance and all this kind of stuff, any kind of a powers that you have, to really, really see what's being presented to you. And it's something that all of a sudden it's going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I see this lesson now. Okay. I really see it. But you have to be open to it because it's there. It's already in front of you. You've been asleep for a while. So now my message for you right now, Carrie, is wake up. It's here. Mm-hmm. And it's magical and it's wonderful. So I'm going to turn you over to Janet Lee. Have an awesome, awesome weekend.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Carrie.
So
I'm listening to Patsy talk about mirrors, and in my mind I see this hall of mirrors, and I am being told to remind you that when you look in a mirror, you think you're seeing yourself, but really you're seeing the opposite of reality because it's backwards. Yes?
Yep. Yeah.
So when you are looking, when you are looking at your life, I need you to consider what is real and what is fake. Okay, so there are people who are presenting themselves to you as one reality, but there is something that is hidden there. And
right.
You are intuitive. You are intuitive enough.
He's responding to what I'm saying.
Is that your dog?
Yeah, it's here on speaker. So.
Awesome. I have a dog here too. But so I just want you to notice about the reality and what isn't real. But I also was told that I want to remind you that you are a mentor. And I don't know if you have a young girl in your life, but there is one young girl. I think she's around 10 or 11 years old, and she's watching what you do. And she's witnessing your decisions and the things, the transitions that you've had to make. She's seeing all of this, and she's learning how to be a powerful woman based on your great example.
Well, maybe she is. Maybe I have yet to meet her, but I do. I have a desire to work with children. I mean, it's something I've done in the past. I've done many things. I mean, I was a flight attendant. I went to college. Mm-hmm. I worked in a legal setting, and I'd really like to be a child advocate. Again, and volunteer now that I have free time to do that. So that's interesting. So maybe I have yet to meet her, but I don't have to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the way we live our lives and these experiences we go through really can be a powerful lesson for others. And sometimes we are put through these tests and trials so that when we are a model, others can become powerful too. So I really see that for you, Carrie. That's an important mission for you, and it was all on purpose, and it all matters, everything you've been through.
Thanks a lot. Thank you so much for that.
You're
wow,
welcome.
Thank you. How about you, Adam?
Well, you know, I want to echo, I want to really encourage Carrie to really begin to formalize a vision of how she wants to serve, especially when it comes to youth. I really, really am getting the impression, even before Patsy and Janet started talking, I knew that I wanted to encourage you to move forward with your vision of empowering of whatever your work or your service is going to be. And I've got a clear word to help you guide you over the next 3 to 4 years, even the next 4 months. You can't take yourself too seriously, and you run into a lot of issues, and you run into a lot of you bind yourself up a lot in your mind, because sometimes you're very playful, but sometimes you take yourself too serious. And
absolutely.
I saw an image of a young girl too, like Janet, but I do believe for sure you're going to be mentoring. But I also felt like when I was seeing that young girl, I felt like it was a part of you between those ages. And that was a part of you that you've kind of not yet reconnected with, that fun, playful, play in the snow, lick the snow, make angels snow, like this, just let your hair down self that you kind of somewhere felt like you had to be so serious, you had to be this, you had to be this. And now there's going to be this reemerging of just being that playful self, not taking yourself too seriously, but yet being committed and disciplined to your vision and your work. And I see that, and I feel it being birthed and coming out of you. And I just want to encourage you to let that be your motto to yourself. Whenever you find yourself in the bind or getting stressed out, remember, say, Carrie, don't take yourself too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
As you're moving forward with your vision.
And I didn't make the connection before, but now with your perspective, I mean, when I was 10, I actually had a near-death experience, and I was riding my bicycle, and I had just fallen in some dirt, you know, that's on the side of the road, and you know, hit my head and didn't have a scratch on me. And, you know, my parents, luckily, they got me to the hospital in time, but I had a hematoma. And so, I mean, it was a very traumatic brain. And I said, yeah. And, I mean, it was something I wasn't supposed to know anything when I was came out of or walk, and I'd have to go through physical therapy for 6 months, and I was in and out of the hospital in 3 days. you know, and then I kind of helped when I was younger, like, pass a helmet law in our state because, you know, I kind of
really
voice for it. So that actually adds a new twist because maybe that's when I just started being the mini adult because I'm an only child and, you know, I was a very astute little girl. So, you know, I mean, I think that might be, that's very accurate. That's very, very
wow.
Accurate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, moving forward, just keep having to tell yourself you're taking it. Don't be committed and be disciplined to move forward, but at the same time, remember to tell yourself don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah. Life's too short, gotta have fun. I'm working on that balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And laugh. And
right.
Laugh at yourself more. Okay. Carrie, thank you so much for sharing your Friday night with us and being on the air. We love talking to you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Nice,
Carrie. All right, have a great night.
Take care.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and Patsy and Janet, believe it or not, we are almost out of time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Let's try to fit in one more call. It looks like we have 6-5 minutes left. Or Patsy, do we need to go into our wrap-up, or do you want to take one more caller?
We can take one more call, and I'll read one card only, and we'll have Carrie come, and all three of us have a quick comment. That'll be awesome.
Sounds good.
All right, caller, the last 4-digit 1639. This is your blessed and lucky night. You're the last caller on this show. How are you feeling? What's your name? Where are you calling from? Call the last 4-digit 1639.
Hi there. My name's Susan. I'm calling from New Jersey. I didn't think you were going to get to me.
Oh, good. How you doing, Susan?
All right. All right. I kind of caught you guys in the middle.
Oh, that's cool. On a scale of 1 to 5, where are you? Are you ready or are you very open? Which one?
I'm ready. I'm ready for something to change. I've been very stagnant for a while.
Well, guess what? I pulled a card right now, and the card is all about this incredible, incredible sensuality that's around you. And so it's asking you for a call for opening your sense of smell, your sense of hearing, your sense of taste and touch. And it's all about being around nature. And I think if you get into that and you immerse yourself into that, Susan, you will have a whole new lease on life, a whole new beginning, okay? You've just been away from being grounded too long, and you've got to get grounded again. Make sense?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And since we're going to go through this pretty quickly and we all want to talk, I'm going to turn you over to Carrie, but I see that you get what I'm saying. So good luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Susan. I wonder, where are you from again? I didn't catch that. I'm New Jersey. You're in New Jersey, so you're cold and you've got some snow on the ground. Is that true?
Yep. We're chilly, but it was no snow.
Yeah. It's just rain. No snow. Okay. Well, you know, in these winter days, I'm from Canada for a little while anyway, and I just remember those crisp days, and when Patsy talks about, you know, getting into nature, I have to agree with that for you. I think you need to do a practice called slow walking. And what that is you find a place, if you can, in your city that you feel it has a pure energy about it. And I'd like you to go to that place hopefully, preferably outdoors. And I'd like you just to do some slow walking. And that means just slow your pace and actually notice what's around you. So you need to get your feet on the earth and just return back to your center by walking very slowly in this chosen place that you know of in your mind.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sure.
Do you have any pets, like a cat or a dog yet?
I have both. I have a dog and a cat.
Okay. I'm sensing the dog and the cat energy is one of that brings you a lot of sense of stability and peace and keeps you going at some time. But I do want to encourage you to be out in nature more. But I also want to encourage you to really begin to try to connect with your animals. I don't know if you're going to be an animal psychic, and I don't know where I'm getting this from, but I feel like that your animals have a lot of love and a lot of something transferable between you and them. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's you just getting out of the house with them, taking your dog, walking more, making more long walks, or walking in nature. But begin to just maybe pay attention to them more and just give them your undivided attention and just watch them. And maybe emulate some of their sense of no stress, how they're so confident that you're going to be there, how they're so confident that they're going to be fed by you or loved by you. And begin to look at them and realize that the universe feels the same way towards you that you feel towards them. But something about your cat and your dog came up in my reading that wanted to connect. I don't know if I'm making the connection yet, but I do want to encourage you just to give that. Okay, perfect. Beautiful. All right, well, my friend, thank you so much for calling
thank
in
you so
and sharing
much.
Your Friday night with us, and we wish you all the best, and we'll be looking for an update about what's happening in your life the next time. Have a great
Wonderful.
Night.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good night.
You're very welcome.
Have
well,
a good
ladies,
night.
They say that time goes by fast when you're having fun. And when I am serving people
true.
And bringing my light, I have a lot of fun. And Janet Lee, thank you so much. Thank you again for your willingness to share your Friday night with us. And before we go, can you give your website of your course one more time for those who may have joined the show in late?
Absolutely. It's the oneheartworkshop.com.
Beautiful.
And that's the course on anti-bullying. Patsy, any last thoughts that you want to share with us before we go?
I'm going to share what I said the last few weeks. Remember, the person that's the most outrageous is the one that's the most generous because they give us the opportunity to turn up our love. God bless.
God bless. Good night, everybody.
You.
Thank you, Patsy. Love you. Thank you, Janet, for joining us. This was
Thank
really
you.
Beautiful.
Thank
have
you for having
night.
Me.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night, everybody. Mm-hmm.